So, welcome back. Our next speakers are Michael Adam and Björn Baumbach, and they will talk about yet another integration of Samba 4 into something usable.
Thank you.
Thanks. Two devices, let me see how I can handle that. Hello. Thanks for being here, thanks for your interest. Yes, this is, I think, the concluding talk in the series about, appliances, products built around Samba 4. So who are we? We are both working for Cernet, and we are working a lot with Samba. We do support with Samba. We support customers running Samba. We have been involved in the stabilization phase of the Samba 4 release a lot, and so it was pretty natural to start and think whether we can't provide some product, let's say, some form of software appliance that to easily ship Samba 4 to make it testable. So this is the page about the ideas. It was in fact in late 2011 when the plans to really release Samba 4 became more concrete. And initially we just had the idea to create a system to make it very, very easy to test Samba 4, to help in the stabilization phase. And while Samba 4 itself is not so difficult to set up compared to a Samba 3 file server, which is so versatile, it can have many variants from member, with WinBind, without, standalone server, NT domain controller. With the Samba 4 AD domain controller, it's pretty simple. Actually, once you have it installed, you have some provisioning tool, and afterwards you basically have your domain. But still, there is an obstacle. There were no packages for Samba 4 in this testing phase. So you had to compile from sources, and we wanted for Samba to be able to be really tested very, very easily. At the same time, Microsoft announced that the small business server, as such, would be discontinued after a certain phase. And so the idea came to us to say, aha, small business server, that would be a good market to start deploying and supporting some before installations. And so one of the features of the small business server is that it's very, easy to set up. You get a whole lot of features out of the box and with a lot of management interfaces. So this was how the idea was born, to have this, do some kind of product or software appliance with Samba 4 and built around Samba 4, where you ideally would add some groupware solution for email, calendaring, collaboration. You had need some sort of administration interface, at least rudimentary, because many of the aspects of Samba 4 can be managed with Windows tools, the remote server administration tools, and so on. There are many ideas for additional features, web proxy with authentication against the directory, SQL server, and so on and so on. So many ideas were there. And so then we started thinking, can we do that? This is, the Samba team at CERN is pretty small, and we do a lot of support. And so we were not certain that we can really create and maintain a product to be used in production. But we thought, okay, let's try. And so a couple of months later at the CeBIT fair are just ending. Should we wait? Should we switch back?
No. We were on time.
Okay, right. Losers. Okay. Okay. At the CeBIT in spring 2012, for the first time we announced and presented at the CeBIT the first version of this so-called Samba. At that time, this name here wasn't in that form. We called it just the Cernet Samba 4 appliance. It was created. Oh, yes.
What
Okay, I think we'll wait a little bit for people to settle down. Yeah, my time. So, thanks, that's all. No, just kidding. And so what we presented at that time was something we called a software appliance. Ah, okay. I'm really waiting a little bit.
Okay.
Hey, Mathieu, where are you going? So, software appliance for us means that we provide something, in this case, in our case, in form of an installer. It's just an ISO image you can run in your virtual setup on hardware. So we don't provide finished virtual machine images, but we provide the installer. You can use it on hardware, you can use it in a virtual machine setup. And it just drives the almost automatic installation, and then there is some interactive configuration tool, and afterwards you have your system ready. You don't need to compile anything from sources. All the software required is installed after that procedure, and if you answer the questions and wait for some time, you will have a Samba domain up and running. That was what we were able to present. We have provided that for download under the link you can see down here. It's all free, open source. As I said, this one was really intended for Samba 4 alpha beta release testing. And it served that purpose. It was even used by, I think at some occasion even, some of the Microsoft engineers used that to test against in their AD interop sessions in their Hyper-V lab. So we created a special version even with Hyper-V support in the kernel to do that. So it served that purpose to offer Samba for much easier testing. Okay, what was really in there? So many people are puzzled. They say, okay, it's an appliance. Maybe it's not an appliance in the stricter sense of the word, but really, we are based on Debian, GNU Linux, Squeeze in that case. We have customized the installer so that we have a modified Debian installer, ISO image. It asks very little questions. Many of the things are preceded. We have integrated very, very basic Samba 4 packages at the time. We pre-configure a very light graphical system, and once the machine is booted, we see an interactive domain installer, which we called DC Promo, and hope Microsoft doesn't sue it, but as I said, it doesn't feature the .exe at the end, so I hope we are safe. There was an NTP server, and already at the time, so with the signed NTP update, so nicely integrated with the domain, and optionally, we already had an installer for the Zarafa schema extensions. Zarafa is this groupware suite that has one mode to talk, authenticate, and store users in, or extend users in Active Directory. For that, Zarafa installs a bunch of schema extensions similar to Microsoft Exchange installing schema extensions to have the Zarafa attributes on the user and group objects. And so the Zarafa software suite offered an installer for Windows. It was a Windows exe. And what we did was we extracted the LDIFs and created a program using Samba infrastructure, LDB tools that you can now use to locally or even remotely install the Zarafa schema extensions on an Active Directory server. Okay, that's basically what was coming with the 0.something versions. Yeah. As I said in the previous slide, shortly after the final release of Samba 4.0, we released the last version, 0.6. containing the final Semba sources. Of course, the previous versions had some alpha or beta releases instead of the final version. All right, that was what is currently available for download.
Yeah, and at this time they were already in production use in on some not our customer side, but on customer side.
Yeah, that's right. It enabled us to easily, very easily and quickly present stuff. It was apparently good enough so that some of the people are still running it. Okay. So that was the start. What are we currently working on? Okay. We are currently working on a version 1.0. We did a showcase preview that at the CeBIT this year, which was also in March. Yes, early March. And I said, okay, in 1 or 2 weeks, we will release that stuff. Maybe a little more. Okay, quite some time has passed since then. And since we are a very small team, and after the release of Semba 4.0, the support requests for Semba have been rising again quite significantly. The time was really short for working on that, and so there's no official download yet. We are working on releasing that 1.0. What we are doing here is we are putting that on a much better basis. We are integrating the proper 4.0 Semba packages that we released just a couple of days ago. Also, those should have been there at CeBIT, but it was much more work than anticipated. And so, this will have the good packages, so we will have update streams, we will be able to handle that correctly. We have the Serafa groupware included by now, so the packages are in there, so we not only can install the schema extensions, but we can install and automatically configure the Serafa groupware to talk and to work against the Active Directory local on the server. So this is, of course, a choice in the configuration dialog. You can say, okay, do you want Serafa? Yes, no. If yes, it's installed and configured against the Active Directory. For some of the aspects that are not exposed to Windows native clients, or some aspects that are just Linux administration stuff necessary, we have started to add a basic webmin configuration interface. And things that are not yet really done includes a very important aspect of backing up stuff and, let's say, preparing for disaster recovery. If you want to really suggest running that in production, you have to offer some means of what to do when there are problems, database corruptions, and so on. So this is something that we need to offer at least to some extent, and this was basically the additions or the changes for this 1.0 release that we still hope to be able to provide rather soon. Okay. So with integration of groupware and automatic configuration of all that, we are a little step closer to something that could serve as an alternative for a small business server. When the directory and the groupware are really the core components, then this might become interesting. And what is already indicated by the fact we're using the standard Semba packages is that what we are trying to build and provide here is maybe more of a modeling kit or consisting of various building blocks that can be used to build such an appliance. And here is the example. So the ideal result would be in the end that these building blocks, okay, there's Debian underneath in that case. We have the Cernet Semba 4 packages. We have some customization things, all these installation and configuration of the graphical environment, the configuration scripts and so on, the webmin modules, These will eventually go into modules, repositories that could also theoretically be used separately. The Zarafa packages are not yet in a package repository, but in the end, my idea is at least that we have all these available separately so that you can even start with your own Debian system and turn it into some incarnation or another of this software appliance by integrating these repositories. Or you can still choose to have the full thing and take the installer and just run it. So, this, just as the packages, in the future when this will be available, you'll have to register here on the on our registration portal server for free. You just need to have an email address that you can confirm, and afterwards you can download the sources or access the repositories under this URL. So there will be official announcements, of course, on our Samba newsletter when this is really done, but I wanted to prepare potential users that this will not be from the publicly available download area, but we want to know who uses that stuff. The same with the Samba packages. And this is just registration. You need to confirm an email, click a confirmation link in an email, and afterwards you can just use these areas. And so that is what is in preparation currently. It really, I'm quite blunt here. It really has to turn out whether we can, with a small team, really manage maintaining and supporting this as a product with maintenance and so on. Currently, it's just offered there. If you use it, you can do it. If you really need significant help, probably you need to contact us under some support contract. This is currently the truth, but it's for free. And maybe it, we hope that it's useful for some people. Okay, anything to add here from you?
Not yet.
Okay. There are already ideas for next versions. So another very interesting thing is the software distribution, installation, configuration of clients, rolling out updates and stuff, especially Windows clients. And there is a server, a system called OPSI, OpenPC Server Integration, which is created and maintained by the UIB in Mainz. And this is quite an interesting piece of software, and it's a very natural candidate to integrate with Active Directory and the Samba 4 thing here. So what we started, but we are not so far in the progress here. We are working together with these people, and we would like to provide in a future version some appliance that optionally ships this this OPSI system so that you can really use it to deploy software on clients. Yeah. And there is, of course, much that can be done. More advanced management features. My idea is really that something that's very, very common is to have a web proxy with authentication. There's this NTLM auth helper, which allows, authorization transparently for authenticated users from Windows workstations in the directory. And to have this out of the box would be quite a nice option. There might be interest in exposing part the SQL server that's there anyways when you're running Zarafa or the OPSI system, or add it additionally if it's not there. Also, we don't currently have any features like network features here, like apart from DNS, DHCP and stuff could be added and integrated. This is not done yet. And all these are more ideas. I don't know when we'll have time to do this. Another very, very big thing is that I would love to provide a version of the appliance that runs with OpenChange instead of Zarafa, because OpenChange is, as you probably know when you followed past Samba EPXP conferences or Julian's talk this year, something like the translation engine between Windows, Outlook, and back-end groupware. So a groupware, currently the only supported thing is the SOGO, scalable open source groupware.org, with OpenChange on top, and then you can connect to the groupware natively with Outlook clients without the need to install a connector. So OpenChange is basically the connector moved to the server, and that's and it is completely open source. It is running. It's a server component running inside Samba 4, and that is very interesting. So very interesting, purely open source, free solution. And yeah, I'd like to see that at some time in the future to have this in this scenario. So yeah. And if it's even if it's only a showcase, that would be very useful and give a good testing platform. But this is really, really in the future. I can't make any commitment if or when we will have time to do these. Pardon?
DSP shouldn't be hard.
No, that shouldn't be hard. I didn't say that. All the DHCP, well, I mean. Yeah, that's right. Management. Yeah, there are also the management. And we started with.
Well, you just need to back it in Active Directory and use the existing GUI tools.
Oh, yeah. Right. What is there, for instance, like DNS? Ah, by the way, for DNS, there are several options in Samba 4, the internal server or bind. We use the internal server for ease of installation and deployment, and so all this can be managed from Windows. The zone information is stored in Active Directory, so that is all nice. Okay, just to check. Good. This is roughly the overview that I wanted to give you about what this appliance is, what's the scope. So we don't claim to compete with directly with something like the Univention corporate server or Zentiel. This is not as much of a product as that. It is really much more basic, and we will see how it will evolve. Okay, maybe before we continue, just a small overview, who has worked on that? Apart from, of course, all the people that have done work in Samba 4. Björn here, who will present you, give a demo in a couple of minutes, has done most of the coding integration work. Initially, to get it started, we were working together to some extent. And then Thomas, who leads who is the chair here, Thomas, say hello. Thomas is our Zarafa expert at Cernet, and he works with us to integrate Zarafa. That did a lot of scripting integration there. So that's, of course, a couple of other people have done testing and input on how we should do it, but these are the people who did the most of the work here. Uh-huh. Okay, because, let me just show you a couple of slides. Let me check. Uh-huh. This is basically how it looks like. You will show that, right?
Yeah, right.
I think I have a couple of screenshots here, but I think we don't need this. We will shortcut the whole installation phase. You know, it's just a standard Debian installer, one or two questions, then it completes. And when the installation is done, you're automatically booted into the graphical interface here and presented this. Okay, this is not GTK. This is just here the dialog script, but it's very easy to start. And you have something interactive. Okay, this is something you'll see here.
Yeah. This part we will skip in the demo because this is the schema extension part of the Rafa schema extensions, and
may
it
take
a few minutes up to half an or 1 hour at the moment. But with the new script, it will be done in very few minutes.
Right. Aha, this is interesting. I don't know. I don't think you will show that. Okay. In order to run the Rafa in the AD mode, you need to unlock it with a license key. And so there is the GUI to enter that license key afterwards. If you do that, you can use Zarafa in that mode. It will be automatically configured for that. Aha, and now it's demo time. I hand over to Björn.
Good.
And
fine, okay.
If any questions, maybe before the demo starts, any question?
Fine. Okay, good. So this is the login or the start screen after the basic installation, and I just start the setup, and the first we will ask for a name of the host name, and can accept it, and can here configure a different realm name, the full qualified DNS name, and for example, we can add here XP for the zamba-xp.private domain name. This is the NetBIOS domain name of the domain.
Is that readable in the back?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And now we are asked for a complex password for the default administration user in the Active Directory. We have the option to configure a forward server, which will be asked if we don't, or if our internal server cannot provide the answer. We don't do it here at the moment. And now we can provision the domain with the listed configuration.
Okay, so here's the progress bar, and you see a little couple of the details scrolling through down here. In the back, there's the provision, the Samba domain provisioning command running.
Okay, speed it up. Okay, good. That's it. And now we accept it in Zamba for starting up now. Okay. And now we could install the Zarafa stuff, but this would take too much time, so I skip this. And I will show this later. Now we are logged in as the administration user on the graphical interface here on the X server, and the Zernet user at the moment, and he needs a password, and we could disable the auto login at the startup, and this is now the question about the access key for our update repositories. This is a link for the registration, Michael. I think this is clear what we need there. We ask for a username, for example, whatever, use BB, and now we get a warning because it checks whether the key is valid or not, and at the moment we receive here an error, but it's only a warning that the key is not a valid key. And after this...
Maybe a comment to understand this. We add some apt sources, and these need username, so https://username:access-key@server and so on. So we need password and username in our URLs. That's all, and they can be changed later at any time.
Yeah, and they're here in the apt repo configuration stored. Yes, so username and password stored. Okay, that's it. Now we have the option to join Windows clients to the domain and start the configuration with Windows tools. And now switch to the pre-configured machine with Zarafa. So we have here the nearly same screen, but for this machine we have already joined Windows workstation. And here we are logged in now as the administrator user, the domain administrator, and can, for example, open the user administration. MC, yep. Now that's the Active Directory users and computers snap in from Microsoft. We can now start to create new users. For example, so Björn needs password. So, and since we're using the Zarafa schema extensions and have installed here locally the needed DLL file for providing this window, we can here activate this user as a Zarafa user.
Maybe one comment. So Windows doesn't offer these out of the box. You need to install some driver. And we have offered a share on the, I think you wanted to mention that.
Yeah, I can show it. So 1 second. Can connect to our domain controller, and here we have prepared a software share which contains software for Windows clients. At the moment, there's stored the Zarafa RDS tools. This installs the needed information on the client to provide the graphical user interface for configuring the Zarafa stuff. And this is the file which includes the Outlook connector for Zarafa.
And this has been done because it requires reboot or so, I think, and we wanted to spare the time.
Yeah, right.
Okay. But it's very directly accessible from the server.
Okay. Pre-configured local mail domains on the system. For example, the zambexp.de domain, and I add an email address ZB to this user. And now we have a user. Here we see the Zarafa configuration too.
This is what the schema extensions are for. Add all these attributes to the objects in LDAP.
Yeah. Now we have an available, 1 second, please. This is unprovisioned test app. OK. With the Zarafa tools, we can show that we have now an active Zarafa user here. The user Björn is now available as the Zarafa user. And to show that it works, I can add an additional user. This was not correct. Okay, good. Now we have two users with email addresses, and we can now, for example, log into the Zarafa web access.
If Outlook were installed on the machine and the extensions, the connector installed, we could also show it with Outlook, but the web interface is also a good demo.
Okay. And okay, now I'm logged in and can write a mail to ZB2. Sorry?
You could show the address book by clicking.
Okay.
You could show the address book and click on 2, so to prove that the other user is really there.
Where's the address book?
If you would like, just click on 2? The 2 button.
Okay.
Yeah, and there are users.
Okay, then let's use the ZB2 from the address book and write him a mail. Hey. Okay. Enough. Ah, okay. Okay, now we send it to the other user, and we can log out now and log in as, what was the name?
The other was just B.
Just B, and the username was? And there we have a mail from Björn. Okay. Okay. And we can verify this on the Linux side, on the appliance, for example, under warlog xm main log, we can see that the
email was transferred here.
Yeah.
Come in, and go out, and the
thing was completed. And all the stuff, the whole configuration of the Serafa system will be done completely automatically by the clients. Okay. Any questions? Not yet. Okay. Good. And what we wanted to show additionally?
A little bit of the webmin, maybe.
Yeah.
Or DNS? Like how you see the DNS partitions from Windows or what?
Yeah, we can do this. We can here start the DNS stuff. Open it here. Yeah. This is the overview over the DNS. Here we see, was just asked about this. At the moment, there is some interesting issue with the internal DNS server, maybe also with bind.
Hang on, this is you're talking about the DC-RPC thing.
Yes.
Okay. We see this when using the...
What is this? What do we see?
Yep. We see here a gray node directory.
So what you're looking at is the DC-RPC view at the Active Directory records that store the DNS. This has nothing to do with whatever DNS side implementation you're running. And this is something funny going on with the Active Directory DNS data stored in Active Directory going over the DC-ERPC pipe.
What is funny?
Well, the TCP folder looks like it's a
record.
Sorry? Yeah, so the TCP is actually should be a folder, at least it has sub-records. Yeah, it has the thing there, but it still looks like a folder, and we have no idea why. but this is not related to whatever DNS side implementation you're running. So this is the same for bind and internal DNS, because it's the DNS server DC-ERPC pipe.
Okay, thank you.
Thus spoke the author of the internal DNS server.
Yes, right. It's internal.
But it's irrelevant because we're looking only at the data and not at the server.
I just want to add that for.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, since we cannot create shares at the moment via the default Windows tools, we can do it with the webmin module. After the installation, we can log in as the administrator user from the Active Directory. Log in with the same password, and if he's a slightly modified webmin start index page with this current Samba version, so it's a little bit older than the upstream version, can he click to our main, and here we are in the configuration, and can here go to the share management, and for example, add, create a new file share, can given a name, test XP, for example, you can configure a path, test XP, we can create the directory, change the owner to Björn, for example, And now we create the share. Okay. We can verify this here in the configuration that the share has been created. There's the test XP share, back to the share list. And now we can connect from here. We can, 1 second, please. Log in with our user Björn. Ah, okay, sorry, this needs a few seconds because Windows need to create the local domain profile. Okay, now we're in and can now connect to our domain controller, and here we have the test XP directory, and at the moment we cannot create a directory because, forget something, the default creation mode is read-only. You can go here into the configuration, click on test XP and make, go here to the security and access control and make the share writable, save the stuff, and now it wouldn't be still not possible to access because the configuration in the smb.conf file, we can view all active connections and we're still logged in. And we can disconnect the client via making a mark here and disconnect selected users. Now he's out. And back here.
Too many windows syndrome. Okay.
Update the window, new directory, and now we can create new directories and files.
There's a question here.
Please.
Didn't follow carefully. Webmin is already configured for Samba 4, or did you did some modification to make Webmin works for Samba 4?
Yeah, it's this Samba 4 Webmin module is based on the Samba 3 Webmin module. We removed all the for us useless information that didn't work with Samba 4 and started to add new features part by part to configure also the Samba 4 stuff.
Yeah. The whole Webmin is completely stripped down, and if you notice, the configuration that Björn just showed was just the file server configuration, just shares. And so this is actually the same as the original Samba 3 configuration, but it's very reduced.
One
more thing, a question, Chairman.
A remark. I was very excited yesterday when I heard the talk from Fabrizio Manfredi, who was talking about his take on a Samba management console that looked a lot like it could replace the MMC. That was something we might like to add to our wish list.
Yes, definitely. I unfortunately missed that talk due to a conflicting second talk at the same time. But of course, this is something, okay, Webmin was there, there were starts, we could easily take it, it's extensible, and it just exists and served the purpose for the first release, which is yet to come, but what it will be there in the future, we will see. I mean, something like this management console, or for user management, this the LDAP account manager that was mentioned, there are many, many options that can be evaluated. But this something like that is very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. So much for the demo.
I think
so. We're done. And so if there are any questions, please ask. Otherwise, it's lunchtime.
Yeah. But if there are questions, we can show a lot.
It's already on. So then, thank you very much for your talk. And as already Michael has mentioned, it's now lunchtime. We'll see you back in, I guess, an hour. So we'll see you back 1:15.